Hi everyone, and welcome to the 42nd episode of the Language Mandarin podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'd like to talk a little bit about building an e-course. The platform that I'm experimenting with right now is the Teachable platform, which used to be known as Fedora. I've attended a couple webinars from the Teachable staff, and then also saw a couple replays. One that I stayed up really late watching last night was with Melissa Griffin and Ankora Nagpal, who's the founder of Teachable, which had a similar presentation deck as another webinar that I had seen with Ryan Bonhart to create a successful course idea. And I've also really enjoyed reading a post from Melissa in terms of the profitable e-course idea. One of the first things that I really liked, the advice that she had given, was to create a survey to give to a potential client. So I actually copied the same survey, except I think her survey was meant for bloggers. And so I designed this more for asking potential English students about what their interests are and what their difficulties are. So the questions that I had asked so far have been, what is your number one biggest difficulty in learning English? Which of these types of learners best describes you? And I said things like, if you're an independent learner and you prefer to do your own research to find answers to your questions, or if you take classes at a school and you like being able to ask a teacher, or if you prefer, working with language exchange partners and asking questions to native speakers, then determining their current level in English based on like the CEF, beginner, pre-intermediate, lower intermediate, upper intermediate, advanced and fluent, A1, A2, B1, B2, C1, C2. And then what would best describe them as saying like, whether they're afraid to speak because they make lots of mistakes, or they don't want to speak with a native speaker if they're scared, or perhaps they listen and speak quite well, but they need to improve their writing, or they can understand what they read, but listening and speaking are difficult. So I put in a variety of situations that I've seen with different students over the years. Then I asked them what they enjoy most about learning English. So that was like an open-ended question. I asked them if they were willing to pay for an e-course, just to see if that was something that they have envisioned, and to kind of get an idea of when they do learn new content, how do they prefer that? So whether it's watching YouTube video tutorials, whether they like listening to audio podcasts, or reading text explanations with pictures or without pictures. And finally, the last question that I really liked is to ask the people if they're interested in giving me their contact information so that maybe I could make a 5 to 10 minute interview with them. So I asked them for their Skype ID and email address in case they were interested in. And actually, I did do a couple brief interviews today, which was part of a new group that I joined for the digital product mastermind that's run by Nicole Saint-Germain. Yesterday, the idea was to kind of start figuring out how to define the ideal customer. And it's a tricky question when you want to develop a course, is who is it that you are thinking of pitching this course to? Because in today's e-market, I saw this in another webinar, we no longer just create products and services in a vacuum. We now build up an email list, or we build up an audience of subscribers or followers, and we just kind of ask them what they want, what they need, what their challenge is, and then we build that product or that service for them and give it to them. And that's a more efficient way of interacting with the people who seek out our advice or our input or come to us and say, okay, you have some expertise in this area. How can you help me? Who are those people? What their needs are and how best to serve them based on their challenges, based on kind of what they want to be, where they want to be. And another interesting aspect of that challenge was on this second day is kind of if you have an opportunity to interview a couple of those potential clients, go ahead and ask them. So I did talk to somebody in Algeria and then somebody in Russia, and the consensus of just a few of the answers, and also based on getting about 50 answers from my survey so far, has been like a lot of people can be independent learners. They can listen to audio, they can watch movies, they can read texts, they can read articles, they can read books, and they can learn new vocabulary on their own. But the one thing they really can't exactly do on their own is getting effective speaking practice with a native speaker. Some people are terrified of speaking to native speakers, and that's completely understandable. Some people are very introverted, very shy, and nervous about that. But for some people, if they live in a remote location where there are no native speakers of the target language, in this case, the one I'm asking about is English, they are willing to pay for classes or maybe pay for a course if there's an opportunity where they can speak. So that is leading me to think more of how can I create an effective e-course that would integrate tips and advice on speaking. Another document that I've been able to find is from Jennifer Kennedy, and this was describing the three changes that may take place thanks to an e-course. So this would be, for example, the approach or mindset, and if somebody is going to like be persuaded to approach a problem or a challenge differently, or their skill set, are they going to like have some call to action to learn to do something, so go out and do that and practice it, or is it going to be their knowledge? Are they going to learn more information about a specific topic? For language learning, it could be grammar rules, it could be vocabulary, it could be word building, it could be the etymology, and the situation that I would like to build into a course would be a combination of changing the mindset, being kind of more open-minded, willing to take risks, trying to approach speaking in a different way. Ollie Richards with his speaking bootcamp and his language learning foundations, I think that does an excellent job of really helping people kind of get their mind around not being so afraid to speak to native speakers, not being afraid to go out and speak with people. So where I am right now is trying to take all of this great advice and to figure out like the great ways of getting an idea for a course, going through a lot of the courses that the Teachable staff have created themselves, and that they have bundled as like free bonuses for attending the webinars and upgrading the account. That's a lot of excellent course content that they have there based on the results of really successful teachers on that platform. And then there's just a lot of teachers and bloggers who know the potential of creating an e-course. So they have a lot of excellent insights on the best practices. So thank you to everybody who has kind of put together these ebooks and blog posts about how to go about creating a course. Also the people in the Savvy online teaching group that run by Kirsten Cable. So there's a lot of really good teachers in there, and they have a lot of wonderful advice that I've been receiving. So I'm getting a lot of a whole spectrum of advice. And today also I was just watching part of a video posted by the British Council in Russia to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the English grammar news by Raymond Murphy. So he was speaking in the video and talking about how he created his English grammar news book and designed it specifically for his students that he was teaching at that time, and keeping the language very simple and easy to navigate because these people were learning English within English. So it was the information had to be very easily understood. This also reminds me a bit with the French in Action course that I really love from Pierre Capretz of Yale in the 1980s. And that was just a course that was all in French with no translation work. But there were so many clear examples from actors themselves, an approximation of which audience are you talking to in terms of the native language. So there's just a lot of really fascinating ideas out there for how to create a course, how to create a book. Also, I've been experimenting with the Teachable platform by maybe making my first test course by teaching myself Russian and getting feedback from Russian speakers. And through that experience, I'm getting closer to what is going to be a successful idea for a second course or a third course, that once I work out the kinks in the first course, then I can probably hit a home run with a second course that would be for English learners. And based on just a lot of my experience through teaching and language learning and these surveys with actual learners and getting their input to see would they be interested in a course based on speaking practice and best practices for that. So that's really what's motivating me right now, and that's what I'm trying to work on, and I'm getting a lot of really good insights from experienced teachers, experienced bloggers, and so I want to just thank everybody for their input and for their insights, because without your help, I would just be kind of swimming lost in the middle of the ocean trying to find my bearings. But right now, because of this great advice, I just know, okay, this worked, this didn't. So just follow that advice and nail it. If you are interested in this possibility of an English lesson, an English course, or to hear more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's HUGGINS international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to the next one. Take care.